Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 1:31 a.m. in the morning. I'm a bit late here, but I'm here. I just showed up here. I've been working and just had a very, very long conversation with my youngest daughter. And it was a great conversation. And let me tell you something, men and women, mothers and fathers, always take some time to have a conversation with your children, even if it's just listening. And as a matter of fact, learn to be a great listener when you're talking to your children, right? Because you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot about them. And even when you have the compelling, you know, you might feel that you want to talk or correct them or, but just listen. Because that's all they want to do. They want you to listen so they can open up, so they can share, decompress. That's what I just did. And I'm grateful for that. But now I'm back on with you, and I want to talk briefly about patience. Okay? Come with the word patience. Patience! Patience. It's tough, right? Patience. Come to work. Patience. Hey, guys, how are you? Patience. And that's probably one of the most difficult things to do in business, in relationships. Just being patient and working. And let me share some with you. Even though it's difficult, because sometimes, you know, whatever you're doing and whatever skill that is going through the period of maturation, you feel that, God, when is this going to work? How many of you feel that way right now? Like, when is this business is going to work? When is this job, the skill? When is this... sales script is going to work? When is this internet marketing going to work? When is this network marketing? When is this thing going to work? Right? Come with the word amen if you know what I'm talking about. Okay? However, let me see if I can shed some light on this topic. And hopefully by the end of this talk here tonight, you have more patience, or you're respected. Okay, you learn to respect patience, and you'll realize that patience is an important ingredient to what you want. Okay. In my 20s, I was a very impatient man. In business and opportunities that I was working and got involved with. Because obviously I wanted it now. I remember it was a time that I couldn't sell nor communicate properly as I do now. And I would get a bit upset because I couldn't sell people properly, or I couldn't think of the words that I wanted to convey in a conversation. And at the time, I was reading self-help books and listening to self-development audios. You know, trying and working on my skill, my communication skills, and my salesmanship skills as well. And I was impatient. And I knew I was impatient because I was getting angry. How many of you getting angry? Like, you're like, God. Like, I was impatient, angry, and I was investing money. The bank account was getting low. I'm a father at this time. And it was very difficult for me to focus on the repetition of the skill that I was trying to build. How many of you are there right now? You're working on something. You're working towards something. You're not getting the result. Life is still happening. And you feel that you're trying to manage and balance all these things. Right? Still got to pay bills. Got to take care of your children. But at the same time, you're running a company, running a business, and sometimes it feels like everything is falling apart. Who's there? Well, I want to tell you something. This man right here, Wesley Million, Billion Dollar Virgin, the self-made millionaire that's talking to you right now, I've been there. I've been there. There were times, there were days that I felt, I would say, God, when is this going to happen? Like, God, when is it going to be my time? You know, God, when is it, like, what am I doing wrong? And I don't understand, what am I doing wrong? I'm doing everything right, but I'm not getting the result. Like, I think we all been there, and I think some of you are there right now. Until I realized that if I wanted to achieve a certain result or some success that I was searching for and that you're searching for, I had to embody the person that I wanted to be. Which means is, if a rich person will lose $100,000, or if a rich person was working on a big project but not getting the result, the question is, how would they act or react to the problem or to the situation? Like, say if every day they're not getting their result, they're failing, they're failing, they're failing, they're failing, they're trying new things, they're failing, they're failing, they're failing. How would this person react? You might say, well, Wesley, they can react positively because they're already rich. They already got money. So they're not thinking about money. Well, Wesley, what you don't realize, I'm thinking about my survival. Like, I'm trying to survive and thrive at the same time. I'm trying to make sure home is good, the bills are good, my daughter's good, my wife's good, husband, son. And at the same time, I'm trying to build this company, or I'm trying to work within this opportunity to make some money. Does that make sense? Listen close. I realized that for me to be patient, because some of you ask me, well, how do I become a more patient person? For you to become a patient person, you have to embody the man or woman that you want to become. How many want to be millionaires? Comment below. How many of you want to be financially free? Comment below. How many of you want to be happy, healthy? How many of you want to be in love? Listen, if you want to be a millionaire, you want to be successful with what you're currently doing, and you're going through the repetition every single day, trying to get it to work, you have to embody as if, listen, this is powerful. You have to embody right now in this moment that every day and everything that you're doing to make money, to become financially free, you have to embody that everything is working out perfectly. Does that make sense? Let me go deeper. You have to respond and react as if what before you might have thought that was a failure. Like you did something, you made a sales call, they don't want to give you any money. You may say, man, everybody's broke. Or maybe you have a business, you're trying to run ads. You have a website, but no one's buying your stuff. You have to embody the attitude of a person that is making sales every day. You have to embody the person as if people are coming to your website and buying your product. You have to embody the person every single day. Embody that people are coming to your store. They're buying your services every day. You have to embody that people are coming into your organization every single day. Does that make sense? Now, come with the word go deeper, because I know you still don't get it. So say, Wes, go deeper, please. Let me go deep. When I use the word embody, because you may be confused about that. What do you mean by embody, Wes? You know, I've been working on this thing for a while, and you know, I need this thing to work. You know, I need money. When I use the word embody, I'm talking about the intangible you. I'm not talking about what you're wearing. I'm not talking about what kind of car you drive or the house you live in. I'm talking about your attitude. Like, how is your attitude if you get on the phone and you're trying to sell to a client and they don't give you the money, or they tell you, no, I don't want it, or whatever. Whatever story to tell you. What is your attitude after the call? More importantly, what is your attitude after 10 calls? 10 people tell you, I don't want it. I got to think about it. Say if in your business, you're on a service-based business and it's been 10 days, no one's bought your services. It's been 10 days, no one's buying your products. It's been 10 days, 20 days, you're not making any money on the website that you created. You're an affiliate marketer, still not making money. It's been 2 months, then 3 months, still not making money. When I use the word embody, you still must remain with the attitude of someone that is winning. You get it? Are you with me? Even in adversity, right? I think we're all familiar with adversity and problems and challenges and things that go wrong. But even in those times, when you feel that nothing is working, I know that 90% of you feel that way right now. You feel like nothing, everything you're trying, nothing is working. What I want you to understand the one thing that you must work on. It's not just a skill. Obviously, as you build your skill, as you repeat the process, you will get better. But to increase the possibilities that you reach the success that you want is that you make a decision that you're going to manage and regulate your attitude and embody the person that you want to be. So instead of waiting to feel like you want to feel once you reach the outcome, you reach it now. Are you guys with me here? So listen, in my later 20s, I realized that. I said, okay, I get it now. So you're saying, because I was reading books at the time, a ton of books. I said, so the book is telling me that I must embody this man I want to be. I want to be a millionaire, But everything I'm doing right now, it looks like it's not working. Like I'm not making any money. It's been years, and I'm doing this over and over again. And you know, I don't understand what's going wrong here. So you're saying that I have to say that everything is going right and everything's going to get better. That's what the book said. He said, Wesley, he didn't use my name, but obviously I'm going to say, Wesley, you're doing everything right. Everything is going well and it's going to get better. You have to continue to say that every single day and have a positive attitude around the activity that on the surface, it looks like you're failing. It looks like you're not making any money. It looks like you're not getting any results and are you getting further from the outcome? Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? If you're able to do that, okay, listen. If you're able, and this is coming from an actual self-made millionaire, which is myself. If you're able to do that, if you're able to preserve an attitude of optimism, if you're able to embody this person that you want to be, whether that's a millionaire or to be happy or to be peaceful, to be in bliss, if you're able to sustain and embody that person, one day, very soon, you will become the person that you've always wanted to be. It'll just happen. And when I say that it just happened, it'll happen outside of your awareness. You won't even see it happen. See, this is the great thing about the unconscious part of your mind, folks. How many of you know what the unconscious mind is? Like, this is what I'm doing with my team right now. You know, my team, they're struggling to make sales. But I'm teaching them. Obviously, I'm leaving audios, you know. I train through audio, right? Because I want them to listen to my training, to my voice, right? And they're going through the calls over and over and over again. And you know, some people get discouraged and some people say, let's keep moving forward. However, I can see that people are changing. What do I mean by that? Maybe they're not getting the result, but they're changing. What's changing, Wes? Their attitude. See, before, salespeople, typically if they make 100 calls and 100 people tell them no, you know, it's fair that they're going to be upset about this. They're going to be like, man, what's going on? These leads suck and blah, blah, blah. They're just going to be negative. And they're going to just blame the leads, blame this, these people. I need to pay my bills, right? You're just going to this negative spiral. It's just normal because we've been trained and conditioned to be this way. But I've noticed that some people on my team today are now, they're realizing that every call is an opportunity for them to make money. Let me reword that. They realize that every call that they're on, that they will make money. Even if they don't. Did you catch that? Let me say it again. They're realizing that every call that they make, even if they don't make money, they will. And they are making money. Now, let me go deeper to understand this. Now, we have a subconscious mind and a conscious mind. The conscious mind is what you're using right now to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, okay? Whether you're on my podcast or maybe you're here with me on Instagram. However, the subconscious mind is the part of the mind that was not easily accessible to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind regulates your heartbeat. The subconscious mind is the reason why you can get in your car and drive to your job without thinking about the turns, nor the exit, nor the street names. The subconscious mind is the reason why you can drive your car and put your makeup on, woman. You can drive 80 miles per hour and text on your phone, even though you shouldn't. Because the subconscious mind is responsible for everything that you do automatically. It's responsible for even when we build skills in life, whether it's basketball, sales, communicating, anything. Anything that we do repeatedly, the unconscious part of your mind is responsible for that automatic process. So my team, they're getting programmed unconsciously outside of their awareness. Okay? When they listen to my audios, they get programmed. When they're doing calls, they're getting programmed. And what's being programmed unconsciously is that if this call didn't work out, the next call will. And that's been programmed in their mind, which means is they don't feel as much frustration as most people that are doing sales calls. You get it? Now, this is called, write this down, emotional intelligence. See, when a person begins to have some intelligence around their emotions, they're less reactive when they feel a certain way. You can have a website right now, you want to get sales, you wake up tomorrow morning, no sales. You may say, well, you know, why does that work? I don't understand why does that. But what I want you to realize, that's your unconscious mind. You know, whenever you get negative about something because it's not working, how many of you ever said, man, this is not working, what am I doing wrong? What I want you to understand, that is stemming from the unconscious part of your mind, by the way. Because it's an automatic process, it's an automatic thought process. This is not working. I've been doing this forever. This is not working. Then you start blaming people. You blame this. You blame everything. But what I want you to understand is the reason why you respond that way is because you have been programmed that way. And to respond differently, you just have to reprogram yourself differently. Which is what I'm doing to my team, by the way. That's how I know they're going to make 50 grand every single day with ease. Okay? Does that make sense? Patience itself is not something that you have to work on. You may say, well, how do I become? I need to work on my patience. You can't. Honestly, you know, not consciously. Right? You could give yourself a little self-talk. All right, be patient. But we still may have a tendency to be impatient. You become a more patient person is when you decide that, well, I don't need to be patient because I'm already the person that I want to be. Like if you are patiently waiting to make $1 million, well, to eradicate the patience, you just have to embody a person that makes $1 million. Are you with me here? Now, this is a bit esoteric and it may go over your head because you may not get it. You may say, I don't understand this, Wes. You're like saying, you said I need to fake it till I make it? No, not really. You're not faking it. Okay? You're not faking it. I give you an example. You have some people, you can ask them, how you feel? I'm depressed. How long have you been depressed? Man, 5 years. So you've been depressed for 5 years? Like, how is that possible? Were you depressed in your sleep? Were you depressed when you was eating food? What I'm sharing with you is When people say, well, do you have to fake it till you make it? Well, you're already doing it now. You know, when you say, well, nothing's working, I mean, that's a lie. Everything that you've tried is not working. It doesn't mean that nothing, and when you say I tried everything, it's not everything, only everything that you've tried, but you haven't tried everything yet. Does that make sense? Are you guys with me? See, to become patient, you just have to embody the person that you want to be. You don't have to fake it. You just need to be it. You want to be a healthy person? Say if you want to be a healthy person, you're unhealthy. And you're fat. You might say, oh my God, I'm fat and unhealthy. It's going to take me forever to lose this weight. Right? That's what people typically say. Because that's just been, that's the unconscious programming. When people say, it's forever for me to lose weight, I don't know how I'm going to take care of these, but I don't know how I'm going to do this. Oh, my God, I'm just in deep debt. I'm in this. That is the unconscious mind, by the way. Because it's automatic. You don't have to think about it. Right? You just say it. If you call a customer and they don't close, you're like, oh, my God, why are the people not closing? Like, it's an automatic process. Does that make sense? Almost everything that you do, everything that you select, it's extremely automatic. You don't even think about it. So, how you start to change that is you just embody, you become the person that you want to be. That's it. Do you want to be a great salesperson? Act like one. How do you think great salespeople act? Do you think they bitch, moan, and complain? You want to be a profitable entrepreneur? Act like one. How do you think entrepreneurs that make money, how do they act? Even when they're not making money, how do they act? They're still resilient and they're still formidable, right? Still. They still have a smile on their face. They lost 100 grand. They have a smile on their face. They have a big problem they don't know how to solve. Are you with me? Because they have embodied the person that they want to be. And that's what I want you to do. Okay? All I want you to do to be patient is to begin to embody this person that you want to be. Because listen, sales is not what you want. You just don't want sales. You want the money from the sales to be able to afford the lifestyle that you want. So my question is, if that person was able to afford the lifestyle that he or she wants, what does that look like? More importantly, how does that person act that has all those things? Are you with me? This goes back to the concept of act as if. Comment those words below. Act as if. Act as if that you're the greatest salesperson on the planet. Act as if that you're the best recruiter, the best teacher, the best business owner on the planet. Just act as if that when you sell your services to people, they always buy. Act as if that every person that you call tomorrow is going to pick up the phone and they're going to beg you to give you money to invest in your product. Doesn't that make sense? See, my question is, why can't you just act as if? Why can't you do that? Why can't you just act like tomorrow that you're going to make $10,000? Some of you might say, well, what if I don't? But my question is, what if you do? Yeah, I know what you're saying, Wes, but what if I don't? And I say, hey, I get it, but what if you do? Right? What you folks don't realize, like unconsciously we've been programmed with so much pessimism. You know? We always think about, well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? What if this doesn't work? And this is not working. And I've been patient. I'm impatient long enough, and I'm sick and tired of being impatient. I mean, do you not understand? That's just the subconscious part of your mind, which is the part of your mind that's been programmed to be that way. Like, when people speak like that, I already know the type of people that they are around. They're around people like themselves. Don't take action. Not trying to learn, not trying to evolve. Folks, to begin to demonstrate patience. To begin to demonstrate patience, you must act as if the outcome has already been achieved. Then you must feel as if it has already been achieved. Feel. Come with the word feel. You gotta feel like it. You gotta wake up tomorrow and feel blessed. Just feel blessed. Just wake up and say, I'm blessed. Scream it. Wake up tomorrow and say, man, I'm gonna make so much money today. Let's go. Today I'm gonna attract the right customers. I mean, you just have to start the exact things that you say that are opposing the beliefs that you want to have. Say it. Any questions for me? If you got value tonight, comment the word, I got value, Wes. Any questions for you before I let you go here? I want you to listen to this again. I'm just asking you. Just listen to it again. Because you may think, oh, I got it. I already knew this. Maybe. But remember, repetition is the mother of skill. It's not enough to know. When you want to be rich, you have to master. There's a lot of poor people that know a lot of things. A lot of average people that know a lot. Masters become millionaires. So I want you to master this information by listening to the information again. Just listen to it again. You'll be able to read between the lines, and you'll begin to program the subconscious part of your mind as well. Any questions for me before I let you go? Any more questions here? Have you studied the world of Nivagata that he says the same about imagination? Awesome. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go here. My eyes are getting heavy and I need to work. So I love you guys. Like I said before, listen to it again. Trust me. It'll be worth it. Much love, and let's go.